What if your dream isn't out of reach? It's just waiting for you to become who you really are. Welcome back to Dream Journey, Breaking the Dream Barriers, the podcast where we turn the gravity of burnout into breakthroughs and help you align your career, life, and personal brand with your true self so you can get liftoff to break your dream barriers. I am Georgia Liartz, an executive career coach, the founder of Elysian Dream, and the creator of Deep Spaces Coaching. I help heart and soul-centered leaders craft identities and personal brands that are deeply authentic and powerfully positioned to thrive. Because real success comes when your dream, identity, and brand are in full alignment. Let's go beyond the question, what do I do, and step into who am I and how do I show up in the world? If you don't know who you are, then you can't chase the right dream. So let's go on a journey to find out together. And before we dive in, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the podcast. Today's episode is Legacy Unmasked, The Dark Echoes of Leadership. In our last episode, we explored Mark's journey. He was a senior executive crafting a legacy project that was rooted in integrity and purpose. But today we're going to turn the lens to the shadows. We're going to examine the cautionary tales of leaders whose legacies serve as stark reminders of the consequences when power overshadows principle. So first, there is the illusion of success. Imagine building an empire, only to have it crumble under the weight of deception. Bernie Madoff did just that. He was once a revered financier. He orchestrated the largest Ponzi scheme in history, defrauding investors of over $65 billion. His name became synonymous with betrayal and financial deceit. And the theme of his legacy became that success without integrity leads to inevitable destruction. And the lesson in his story is that when the identity you project diverges from your true actions, collapse isn't just possible, it's certain. And then there's Richard Nixon, a former United States president. He achieved significant milestones, including opening diplomatic relations with China and establishing the Environmental Protection Agency. Yet his involvement in the Watergate scandal led to his resignation, overshadowing all of his great accomplishments. And the theme of his legacy became that power maintained through secrecy and fear corrodes trust. And the lesson in his story is that leadership that is rooted in paranoia and control erodes the very foundation that it seeks to uphold. And then there's the mirage of innovation. Elizabeth Holmes, her company called Theranos. However, the technology was flawed and her claims were deceptive, leading to her conviction for fraud. Apparently, she forgot about the golden handcuffs and went straight for the steel ones with a lock and a key. The theme of her legacy? Pretending to lead without substance leads to systemic harm. And the lesson in her story is that innovation without authenticity is a house of cards destined to fall. And then there's corporate greed and collapse. Enron, once a titan in the energy sector, they collapsed due to corporate fraud, wiping out people's pensions and jobs. Executives manipulated financial statements, creating this illusion of profitability while hiding massive debts. And the theme of their legacy became that when culture rewards manipulation over meaning, everyone pays. And the lesson in the story is that a legacy built on deceit only leaves a trail of devastation. Oh, and then there's the fall of a hero. Lance Armstrong, a symbol of perseverance, after surviving cancer and winning 7 Tour de France titles. Not just one, but 7. He fell from grace when his doping scandal came to light. His actions not only tarnished his reputation, but also impacted the Livestrong Foundation and the broader cycling community. The theme of his legacy became winning at all costs costs everything. When the hero spotlight isn't enough, and a hero needs to become an even bigger hero. And the lesson in the story is that achievements lose their luster when integrity is compromised. Oh, and then they're starving the hungry children. Consider Feeding Our Future. This was a Minnesota-based nonprofit established to combat child hunger during the COVID-19 pandemic. Under the guise of altruism, the organization claimed to distribute thousands of meals to school children. But in reality, it siphoned off hundreds of millions of dollars, providing few or no meals at most locations. And the fraud was so extensive that it became the largest pandemic-related fraud scheme in the United States, with more than 70 individuals indicted, and only a fraction of the stolen funds were ever recovered. The theme of their legacy became, exploiting trust under the banner of charity leaves a stain that outlives any good intentions. And the theme of their legacy, exploiting trust under the banner of charity leaves a stain that outlives any good intentions. And the lesson in their story is that when leaders prioritize personal gain over genuine service, they not only betray their mission, but also erode public trust in the very institutions meant to uplift society. And how can you recognize the red flags? These stories all share some common threads, and they're leaders of companies who prioritized ego over ethics, valued image over authenticity, exercised control through fear, projected virtue without substance, and ignored self-reflection and accountability. And they harmed other people. All of these narratives evoke feelings of betrayal, loss, and caution, reminding us that the emotional toll of unethical leadership is high. They also highlight the importance of aligning one's actions with values to maintain a legacy of trust and excellence. A negative legacy is like a shadow that outlives your name. It's passed down as unspoken pain, misbelief, or silence. When leaders prioritize profit over people, ego over ethics, they don't just lose trust. They seed a legacy of fear and dysfunction. As we reflect on these cautionary tales, Marcus Aurelius reminds us that what we do now echoes in eternity. If you are ready to craft a legacy rooted in authenticity, integrity, and purpose, get a free clarity call at elysiandream.net or georgia.elysiandream@gmail.com to reserve your spot. Together, we will explore how to align your leadership journey with the values that matter most. And until next time, stay true to your values, watch for red flags in others, and let your legacy be a beacon of light. I am Georgia Lee Arts, your host. And until next time, don't forget to mind the gap.